Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, excited about tonight's topic, success during the pandemic. So, you know, we're hearing all of this doom and gloom, and you know, that's not all we need to hear. We don't want to feed our spirit with that. So, before we jump into the topic, I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you so much for business coach Cornelia Brown. She is a business coach and travel ambassador, and she's the owner and CEO of Red Rose Conquerors. Contact them and learn how to network effectively, create a solid customer base, and get coaching for your home-based startups. You can call her at 404-786-0873. Again, that is Red Rose Conquerors at 404-786-0873 with business coach and travel ambassador Cornelia Brown. Then we have the song that you heard, the actual EP, the actual intro song. That is the voice of the very own voice singer of On Fire to Inspire, Ms. Deidre Norvette. And Deidre has an EP called This Is Me. You can go out to any of your digital outlets and get a copy of This Is Me, and it will truly, truly bless you. Again, it is Deidre Norvette, and the name of the EP is This Is Me. Ultimately, Unique You takes care of all of your accessory needs. If you need purses, ladies, earrings, scarves, whatever, they'll take great, great care of you. Follow them on Instagram at Ultimately Unique, the letter U, and they'll take great care of you. Wear My Tea. Y'all see Jesus is the brand. Wear My Tea. Is one of the shirts that I am representing today. So go check them out. They have a couple of shirts out there. They have this one because everybody's representing a brand. What brand are you representing, right? They also have those of you who have children graduating like I do. You have a senior in high school graduating. So they have a T-shirt out there for the graduate as well as the parent. So that will be something that you could celebrate them with. So make sure you go out there and get that. We have the 21-Day Mind Detox. Y'all, we just celebrated the one-year anniversary of the 21-Day Mind Detox. And so with that said, you can actually go get the anniversary special. It's 60% off. So you can go to bit.ly and put in bit.ly detox anniversary, and you'll get it for, it's 60% off. It's like $1.20. So go out there if you have not gotten your copy. Thank you so much for your support for all of you who have gotten it already. And for those who have not, hey, you got a chance to get it for 60% off. Also, for those of you who are on this detox journey with me and getting healthy and everything, you can go out and get your your detox products, your vitamins. Like for me, I do my liquid vitamin called NutriBurst each and every week, each and every day. You can go to bit.ly, on fire, the number two, the word live, on fire to live. And let's get healthy together. I have a group that I created on Let's Get Healthy Together, encouraging each other and just encouraging each other to, you know, take it every little small celebration and in the detoxing and in the getting healthy. All right. Let's see. Unique Expression by Design is one of our sponsors. They're our one-stop shop to any of your business promotional product needs. They take care of your gifts, corporate gifts you need, maybe pens, mugs, tablecloths, logos, the tablecloths with the logos on it. They can take care of all that. And they can even order disinfectant wipes for you. So visit their site at on Facebook at UEB Design, Unique by Expressions Design, or you can go to UniqueExpressionsByDesign.com. And we have our new sponsor, Mom Boss Biz. It says Mom Boss Biz because business and motherhood is one and the same. Come connect with multiple operational managers is what it stands for. And you can check out their site at mombizboss.org. Again, that's mombiz, B-I-Z, boss, B-O-S-S.org. And they have a brunch that's coming up, a monthly brunch they do, and that's coming up this coming Friday at 11 a.m. You can go get your tickets for that at their mombizboss.org site, and you can actually go to events to get your tickets. And I tell you, it's so much fun. They're going to be this month talking about marketing and branding. So go out there and get your ticket. Tell me you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our sponsors for your support. Blessings for you and to you, for you and your businesses. So tonight's topic, y'all, I'm excited about our topic. Our topic tonight is success during the pandemic. Now, you know, we are in the midst of a pandemic. But your life doesn't have to be in total pandemonium because of the pandemic, right? It can be all around you. However, it's not in you. What you feed and what you focus on, it's going to grow. You know that's the old saying, say, what you feed, it'll grow. So what are you feeding? Are you feeding your faith and focusing on the right thing? Well, I have some testimonies that we're going to be sharing, but I just want you to know we serve a great God who has not changed. He's the same today, forever, and yesterday, today, and forevermore, just like Hebrews says at 13:8. But I want to encourage you with some testimonies. So we're going to bring on some testimonials tonight about what God has done and what he is doing despite the pandemic. So our first sharing person tonight is going to be Miss Sherilyn Bennett. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Welcome back to On Fire to Inspire. We hadn't seen you in a while, but welcome, welcome.
It's been a long time, a very long time, but I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So tonight's topic, when the Holy Spirit gave it to me, I was so excited. I'm like, yes, success stories. So I remember you had a success story, and it just blessed me. So tell us about your testimony, your success story, because we're hearing everything but success stories. So tell us about yours.
Right. Yeah. It can get a little daunting always hearing like the bad stuff all the time. But as you know, I'm a prophetess, but also I'm a CEO of Camden Lane Creative Agency, and so I'm self-employed. And so you know, most of the people that are self-employed or small businesses, it really had a hard time, you know, during this pandemic. And so I remember, I always try to be transparent. I remember when everything were just starting, you know, I was thinking, Lord, you know, I am going to need you to keep me because, you know, if people don't have money from their jobs, how might they pay me for graphic design and branding? Yeah. And so I just remember saying, you know, but I'm not going to panic. You know, I'm just going to hang in there, continue to do what I do. And this is the time where, you know, those great business acts still trust you even in pandemic. So, you know, it was a journey. It still is a journey. I kind of focused in on myself personally during the pandemic, but I continued to do my job. You know, I didn't stop doing what I was doing. Actually, in the pandemic, my clientele grew. And during this pandemic, I had the one of the best week I've ever had the whole time I've ever been in business. And so, right, yeah, and I was like, no way did that happen, but it really did, because people begin to think about what else they can do and kind of tap into their different ideas and things they wanted to do and maybe didn't have the time to do it, but now they're at home. And so I found that they came to me for those things, for the marketing, for the branding. So it really was a blessing. It has been a blessing. Of course, everybody's in my prayers, you know, my clients as well. I have several clients that, you know, have been touched by this pandemic. But I can say that the Lord has kept me mightily during this pandemic, and I did not see a blip at all. I have to say, I did not. And every day I have the opportunity to get up and just walk to my desk, and every day the Lord has kept me. And so it has been as miraculous to me.
Yeah.
Been all this stuff to be going on, but to those that will be listening to the testimonies and things like that, you know, there are so many things that go on in our world, whether the pandemic or not, but I would just say, God's going to keep you. You know, God promises things. Some of the things I would tell myself during the pandemic and basically while I'm in business, because it's an animal either way, and that is that the covenant still stands. You know, anything that the Lord told you before this pandemic, he still means it in the pandemic. So it's not like his word has changed. It's not like his promise has changed. It's not like anything he said before has changed. It's just that you have to remember it, right? Because the enemy's job is to get you to forget who God is to you, who he's been to you, and who he's going to be to you. And so that is just his plan. And so you have to really have enough faith in your tank, enough fasting and praying, enough word to like counteract those things that he's going to try to do and put in your mind while you're seeing everybody else is losing it, everybody else is losing money. God, how is it that I'm still being maintained? And how is it that you're still keeping me? And that's because you were sold out of the pandemic. You're not just running trying to find God, because you already know who he is. He's already showed himself strong to you. And so I think that's pretty much what I was seeing, you know, knowing that I already had the faith to stand no matter what. I was still going to stand no matter what. And I thank God that he kept me and he continues to do so. There are some amazing people that still would call me all the time. You know, Cheryl, we have work with you. We want to do books. People are birthing books a lot. You know, a lot of books. I work with a lot of authors during this pandemic and a lot of rebranding and relaunching. But I just think it's the time that we're in.
Yes.
So I really feel that, you know, it's the times that we're in, and people are saying, you know, hey, listen, if the job can let me go and not have me there for months, I might want to tap into something else that the Lord has given me to sustain me. And so that kind of thinking has kept my company on top. I told a friend of mine that last year I made one third. Nobody ever knew, but I made one third of the money I made normally. Now, we don't even know why that happened. It was just like a dip. But this year I've already made that much. So it has been a real blessing during this pandemic. And, you know, I'm not insensitive to the fact that people have lost their lives and our country is still in kind of a, you know, shaky place. However, I don't want to discard what God has done for me. And I'm not going to not talk about how he's kept me in this pandemic, because he truly has done that. Absolutely.
You know, something you said a moment ago, I had to post it. You said, yes. Have enough faith in your tank. I said, I got
faith. Have enough faith in your tank, honey, because you will need that faith. So we have to continue to build it up. Faith can grow. It can be stretched. You know, mm-hmm. It can be small. Mm-hmm. It can be large. So, mm-hmm. You know, have enough in there. So when a pandemic hit, you don't run to the hills, you know. And
right.
Even if you are a little flinch or scared, mm-hmm. You know, you're going to come back down to the fact that the Lord loves you. His plans are still there. His promises are still there. The word of God is still there. He still means what he says, you know. So this is our lifestyle as Christians. You know, when that's what kept us in a lot of things, not just pandemics. It kept us in a lot of things. Our faith keeps us, you know, steady when everything else is rocky.
Look, all this panic, we pray.
Yes, they panic, we pray.
Yes. Now, as a business owner, you just how really, really blessed. As a prophet, you know, you're getting all kind of testimonies left and right and of God's goodness, because people are standing in faith that hadn't before. You know, it's like, well, did I believe him? Did I believe him for that? Now it's like, okay, God, I have nothing else to stand on but you.
Right? Yes, absolutely. You know, in this season, I was telling a girlfriend of mine the other day, God is doing a lot of healing bodies in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because a lot of times when the Lord had me give a word, it's always about healing. And that's I've been going through my own medical things, you know, going to the doctor back and forth. And so I just feel like he's awakening that the fact that we should expect miraculous, mm-hmm. even in these times, you know. So God's been doing body healing, you know, healing physically, you know, emotionally, spiritually, a lot of those things. So, yes, a lot of testimonies about a word being spoken and it not taking that long for it to manifest, which is a good season to be in. You know,
yeah.
God is preparing, he's making sure that we know he's still here. And so, you know, those who are not feeling well in their bodies, I just pray for you. I speak healing over you. And, you know, I've seen God do things, you know, supernaturally. Amen.
Yeah.
So, even when the doctors can't find out what exactly is the problem, mm-hmm. I already know that. And this moment when I didn't feel like those doctors, this is going to help somebody. God says, you can accept the diagnosis, but not the prognosis.
Yes, that's good. That's good. Yes.
Because there's nothing wrong with them telling you what it is. It's just so that you'll know what's about to be healed. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. But we, you know, pandemics, and
amen. I tell you, that's such a blessing because so many times people hear a diagnosis and they receive it as theirs.
Yeah.
You don't have to receive it. You hear it. But now you know how to pray and say, okay, God, I know what they say. But I know what you said.
Because it's their job to tell you what they think.
Right. Absolutely.
That's their job. But I always go in and be like, okay, whatever they're going to tell me, it's a whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I got work to do. I got time to do. That's what I always say. It's a whatever. So, yeah, the pandemic, you know, I think that it has brought to the forefront who we are in Christ and who God is without us, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think for many of us as well, for like you were saying, some of the people that didn't have the time to do some things,
mm-hmm.
they are being still enough to hear him say, okay, remember I gave you this?
Going back to that, and they're tapping into that.
Yes.
Probably things that they thought they would never go back and be able to do, or things that they thought, you know, my time is up, you know, I'm 51, I just started a company until I was 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was successful at it until I was 48.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so many people, you know, realizing that, hey, I'm not going to die tomorrow because I'm 50. You know, I still have something I need to do here upon the earth, and God's assignment for me is still there, you know, even in pandemic. You know, one thing I found about my assignment in this pandemic is that it kind of shifted some.
Okay.
I had to look at it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just another kind of awakening, you know, for us to figure out. You know, God says, now is the time. Is my thing crazy to you?
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time
right.
to write the book for you to have to play, for you to do the virtual workshop. He really made it easy for you to do these things virtually so you get your feet wet.
Yes.
But then when everything is ready, you just going to hit the ground running, you know?
Yes. I was on Rise Up World last month, and Pete Vargas said that he got tired of all of the negativity in the world, so he put on this 23-day event where he got all of these top speakers, and it was a totally free event, and he said he had lost like $4 or $5 million, but with that, just hearing God tell him, bring this together, and do all of this for these people. He's not only birthed some things for others and brought out things that were in others, but he's also made more in
that month. Well, we're trying to crunch numbers and we're trying to see what it is, you know, God, he expects us to meet him wholeheartedly, you know, just halfway. So I found it, and God is expecting more from me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're God, there needs to be a standard, you know, I think that once we begin to understand that we need to live by standard that the Lord set,
mm-hmm.
that these things won't be miraculous stuff. They'll be everyday occurrences.
Yes.
You know, things will happen every day that we would think would only happen once a year and be miraculous. But God would do these things on a regular basis for
absolutely.
Us, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Cynthia said hello. She said, hey, sister.
Hi. Yes. Now, you know, when I'm on here, my ministry team jump on. They cover me even virtually. So.
Amen. And they're supposed to. They are supposed to.
Yes, they're supposed to. Yeah, you know, as women, when we're in ministry in particular, we really need to ask the Lord to give us who needs to be in ministry with us, who needs to undergird us, who needs to be on the wall with us, who needs to travel with us, who needs to be there in the place with us, because it's not easy. You know, if people think like it's easy or it's very hard, and the mantle is heavy most of the time. So, it's not easy. I don't, you know, wonder where people get the whole glamour thing from, because it's just, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing. I thank you for your obedience, because out of your obedience of allowing God to do what he does, yes, you moved to a place that was unknown to you as far as,
I did.
You know, unfamiliar. But he said, in this place, if you be obedient, I'm going to bless you. And so he did absolutely that. And so, and I didn't know exactly he said that, but I know what I felt in my spirit as I was saying it. But
yes. Absolutely, that's what happened.
Well, amen. And you know, I can relate to that now, because God told me the same thing. He told me to pick up and move, because my mom had gotten sick. I had no clue that it was not going to be for a short period. Once I got there, or got here, then he shifted everything and said, I called you to this region. I already know from that verbiage that, okay, I was here today. So,
That's right.
Yeah. So,
it's always, you know, it could be, we're thinking, oh, he's thinking like huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've been there.
Right. Well, thank you so much again for sharing with us, and tell people how they can find you as well.
Right. So I'm right here on Facebook, Sherilyn Michelle Bennett. I'm on Instagram, Sherilyn M. Bennett, and I have a Prophetess Sherilyn Bennett page. My company's website is www.camdenlanecreative.com, and we also have a Facebook page here as well.
Okay. Well, thank you again for sharing your awesome testimonies, for a success story, because I was like, when the Holy Spirit said, do this topic, I was like, yes! So thank you again for being a lifeline in the earth that he's called you to be.
Thank you for having me. Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, we have our next guest tonight. Welcome to our guest. How are you?
I'm great.
So we're sharing our success stories and testimonies tonight. So what is God doing for you doing or has done during the pandemic?
Oh, some awesome things. Really awesome. Especially our business. I'll kind of just start with that, telling you a little bit about what we do. So my fiance and I actually are co-owners of our own business.
Okay.
We work together, and it's called Hardened Fitness. So it is a fitness business, but it's actually a virtual fitness business. So that means that we're able to train any and everyone online. We help, you know, men and women to get to their fitness goals, literally from all over the world, no matter if they want to, you know, gain weight, lose weight, maintain a certain weight, no matter what their goal is, we help them to achieve that. So, you know, that's what our business is. But we did have some struggles in the beginning, but we've been able to, you know, really just push through that and surpass that. You know, we did have those difficult times in the beginning, for sure. Like, we lost several clients in the beginning. I'd say the first 3 weeks or so, we lost several clients, and it was really tough for both of us. We built up that kind of online was still fairly new. We started going online back in like December of last year.
Okay.
So, losing those several clients in the beginning due to them, no matter if it was them losing their job or just wanting to hold on to that extra money they had just because the uncertainty of what was going on. They were just kind of like, oh, well, if anything has to go, it's going to be, you know, this program. So they were, you know, holding to their money and canceling their programs. And it took us several weeks before we even, but, you know, what we really had to do was just shift our mindsets. And we told ourselves that, you know, we kind of had one-on-one meeting together and we were like, well, what can we do to still progress during this time?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to, you know, shift that mindset and told ourselves that we weren't going to be a victim of COVID-19 and that we were going to, you know, succeed even all of us. Our business is thriving and we've literally doubled, almost tripled our income, 70 more clients. Our program is literally the best it's ever been. And we thought it was the best it's ever been before this. But now I see that God really had something in store for us and really, you know, just opened up a lot of doors for us.
I love the fact that you said we shifted our mindset because, you know, many times people will stay in that space of, oh, woe is me. He said, but do you trust me? You know,
right.
So you all had the meeting of the minds and we said, nope, we're not going to be a victim. We're going to be victorious in this thing. And so, oh my God, you triple. That's what I'm talking about. You know, shifting your mindset allowed you to go out of even sometimes the box you put yourself in, you know?
Because
right. Sometimes we put ourselves in boxes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, how would people follow you? How do people find out your coaching?
Actually, we do a lot of reaching out for our social media. We get a lot of people from our content. So, like, or testimonial videos for some of our clients on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, all different social media outlets. So a lot of people actually reach out to us through commenting, or maybe they have one of our free ebooks, because we do send those out to lots of people that are just interested in kind of seeing what we do. So we send out different ebooks, and so they may work out with us on there, or through a live workout through all those different platforms. We find people that are ready to, you know, commit to their fitness goals and just really, you know, change that mindset and let themselves know that they can do whatever we have achieved. And we shift that mindset to make them have a better overall, you know, life, because we really work on standing out in your career field, at your, you know, whatever relationships you have going on, all to become a better and healthier person.
Wow. Ty, I'm a numbers person, okay? So God allowed you all to shift your business 5 months ago. Okay? Go with me. So the number five is number right. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic started shutting everything down around March. So God had you prematurely before the pandemic came in, because what if you'd have just had a gym? Everything would have been shut down. You would have been trying to put things together. But
and
he
was
so proactive.
That was plan.
Huh?
One of our plans was to actually open a gym, and that kind of changed like right around January. So, you know, when some of the stuff was starting to go on, we were really close to opening a gym. We've always thought about online virtual training, but we know that we're correct to do it. We had a business coach reach out to us, and he was doing your virtual business. So if we would have went that other route, our gym would have been closed down.
Yes.
Right.
He's
right.
Not strategic. He's so strategic. I just so love him.
So true. So true.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how do they actually reach out and say, okay, I want to take a look at this? How do we do that?
What we do actually is if we have a potential teammate, we actually call them teammates because we're more of like a family, but
okay.
If we have a potential teammate, what they do is if they message us and tell us if they're interested, we try to schedule a personal phone call. So I myself, I'm over the women and my fiance is over the men. So if there's a man, he talks with them. If there's a lady, she because, you know, with women, we can be a little bit personal with each other, more open to them, you know, they may be with him. So we schedule a call and we literally just go over all of their goals and what's holding them back. We also just have a little bit of girl chat too, because I talk a lot, so I ramble a lot, but we go through all these different questions to kind of assess where they are, where they're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And if they feel that, you know, they're a good fit for our program and if they think that they want to join,
mm-hmm.
and we both are, you know, on that same page, then we invite them to join our program and then we go from there.
Amen. So how do we actually, what's the name of your company?
Hardin's Fitness.
Hardin's Fitness. Okay. That's what I was trying to get you to say again, because I had forgotten. Plus, for those who like may tune in a little later or whatever, it's a reminder to them to take a look at it. But I tell you, so Robert, Sherilyn's business, she said she made last year, she's already made this year, even during the pandemic. She's seen the best in my life. So it's really, she shifted. And she said, other people are blessing me this evening. You are blessing me. And I really feel like, even for the topic, when God gave it to me, I was okay. You know, because you're hearing everything but the good news or the success stories or the, you know, things that make you feel all googly now. You're hearing all this and it's like, oh, give me the Kleenex, you know. But you're hearing, this is just, it's beautiful. So I really, really commend you all on what you're doing. And I love that personal touch that you all give with you, you know, talking to the women. Because, like you said, women feel more free to talk to another woman. And the men are still more comfortable and confident talking to another man because, you know, he may not want to tell you, you know, my arms are a little lady. I want to, you know, tell him that. But he may not want you, you know, want to tell you that. So I love it. I love the tag team effect that you all have. And it's glorious. Yes.
Absolutely. And I did hear that you mentioned how can people kind of reach out to us. So we are on pretty much all forms of social media. Mm-hmm. But my personal Facebook page, I post a lot of content as far as workouts and different things like that that may be beneficial to some people that are actually watching. And so my Facebook name is Tashiana, so T-A-S-H-I-N-N-A, Judon, J-U-D-O-N. And my fiance's page is Montel Harden. And we also have our business page, Harden Fitness. And on all of our other tags on Instagram and everything is also Harden Fitness.
Okay. Absolutely. Perfect, perfect. Was anything I wanted to leave with those who are listening that was in that place of they were losing clients? They're in that place that you were before you mm-hmm. saw the increase. What would you say to that person?
I would for sure say that number one thing that I would tell you that we had to change is that mindset shift is you can't get so consumed with all going on Facebook and things like that, especially since so much of my job is on social media. I'm in contact with different people that potentially want to join our program, but it was just really hard on me seeing all the negative things and about, you know, sickness and everything, because it takes a toll on me. Once you're able to read that, then you become more of a negative person, kind of getting all the stuff going on. So then you're talking about the negative stuff. So really just to kind of step away from that and focus on more positive things. You know, go outside, go on a walk, read a book, grow closer to your family and different relations like that. Because, you know, we can only be around people that are positive, and people that you're around makes a big difference too. So just do whatever you can to get more positivity in. And if you have to do like a mindset shift like we had to do, for sure do that, because if your mind's focused on the negative, then it's going to be negative. So figure out ways that you can change, you know, what you can change. Certain things that you can't change, you can't. So just focus on what you have control over and just overall be more positive.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing on Fire to Inspire. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you for adding me on here. I had a really good time.
Well, I'm so glad you did. That's all I have time and being encouraged and empowered. That's okay. Thank you again.
Well, thank you. You have a great day.
You too. So tonight's topic, y'all, absolutely awesome. The success stories that's been shared with us. If you have a success story and you want to share with us, it has me all bubbly on the inside. But that's what it's about. You're feeding your faith. You're feeding everything other than your feelings. Because if you feed your feelings and your feelings aren't in the right place, it's not going to be a great outcome. But I tell you, just understand that regardless of what the world has going on, we have another guest, Miss Alexis. Miss, welcome back. How are you?
I'm
across the month?
Okay, let me see. So originally I was going to talk about, actually, I will do that. Okay, so I'm going to condense this. I'm going to try to be so fast. So at the beginning of the year, I was pushing a self-love march that I was hosting in March. But of course that got canceled because of the whole situation. So the state canceled everything. But I was taking like donations. I was sending out letters and things like that. And so I had received a $500 donation for my walk. And I think the expenses were like $1,000 and something. And so I wasn't really focused on it too much. I just knew that I was going to make it happen. And so it ended up getting canceled. But something that I was doing just in the process, I was working on getting back to like the systems part of my business, just building my business plan, everything like that. And so in my business plan, like, as you know, when is your business, has your business been registered? Do you have a PO or like what's your location? And so I put in my business plan. I was like, okay, in March, I'm going to register my business plan. But I didn't know how, but I definitely put in the thing. I just put it. So instead of canceling all of the events, I ended up having the funds to actually bring that to fruition. And so that was really like, when I thought about it, I was like, dang, that's crazy. Because at the time I was still working. I think the middle month when our job, so I haven't been working for like over a month now. But I knew that I knew that was going to happen. I didn't think about how. I kind of like started to train myself to not focus on how things are going to happen, because I think that if God is continuing to bring me to certain things, I think we have like the right as his children to be like, okay, he's a step, and we have to remind ourselves of that. And so started training myself to remember, like, you're sustained. You don't got to focus on the money. Just watch it become. And so that's kind of like how my pandemic time or time at home started off. I was able to register my business after having the business name and everything for like over a year. So I think everything happens in its right timing. Like, of course, I've had the money prior or before. I was working when I was in college. But I feel like everything happens at the right time. So, registered my business like probably the end of March, but it got approved April 1st. Got my PO box. Got my PO box, and then I think the week in April. So, the thing that I talked about, I think last time I was on here, just with the t-shirt that I did. And so, in my business, I do coaching and speaking. That's my main priority. Help women build their confidence. And so what I did, and I think it's good for people to do in this time, is just to assess what your audience needs and see how you can tailor that to what it is that you already offer. So for me, I knew that I was a coach and I already offered, you know, women these confidence videos and things like that. And so I knew I had a shirt and I attached it to a course that they could actually utilize to build their confidence in their faith. And so I experienced my first, I guess, like, constant revenue in my business ever. So that was really, really good, especially because I wasn't expecting it. And so that was good. But, well, not but. I think but kind of counteracts everything you said before. So I'm trying to stop doing that. But, so after that, right, so the week was great. Now my business is registered. I was making consistent money, like, every day for, like, 2.5 weeks. And then it stopped. And I think that it's crazy because that's the part that I told first. That's not my most rewarding part of the pandemic because God is just opening my eyes to so much. I feel like when it comes to business or to purpose, because I think before he can really, like, do what he wants to do, you have to get those clarification things worked out. Like, he got to figure out, do you have faith in me? You know, when sales or whatever the case is not looking so amazing, are you still going to operate in your purpose in other ways that aren't bringing in revenue or income? And so after I stopped generating that consistency in my business, I still had faith, but I stopped working a little bit. Like, it was in a way where, you know how you, like, it was in a way where you don't officially stop doing stuff, but you mix it in with, like, chilling and self-care and, like, so it don't, you're not coming to terms with that's what's going on. But I honestly slowed down a lot because I didn't understand the how of what God was trying to do. And that I think that was for about a week or so. And then I was like, okay, I can't keep doing it. But this is not going to work. I'm never going to see that consistency if I keep in this mindset of why work, you know, when you don't know what you're working for. I've been able to be more intentional in, like, talking with God. And I've noticed, like, doing that in the past few days, I've gotten, like, the overhead to everything in my business. So I got a new book title. I got revelation for another thing I want to do as an extension of my business that I know it's not time for yet, but I did get that. The name of my mobile app that I want to do, like, God is now giving me the set of stone ideas. And it's crazy because I think, like, a lot of the times we get ideas, but I believe that when you don't think about it and it comes to you, that is God. Just exactly the way Unapologetic Girl Boss came to me. So I say all that to say that I feel like my most successful part would be finding my faith when it comes to God and when it comes to my business. Because for me, I was furloughed on my job, but I did quit my job, I think, 2.5 to maybe 3 weeks ago. So we weren't really getting paid, but I knew that I didn't want to have to go back. I felt like this was the time that God used to remove me from that job because I had been praying about it, honestly, like asking him for the next level. And then all of this happened. And then we were furloughed, and I kept saying, I'm not going to go back, but then I never quit. And I kept telling people, like, it took me like a month to quit because I kept telling people, I was like, I really feel like I'm not really standing in faith with God for real because I won't quit my job. And I kept saying, well, I'm going to do it. And I just wouldn't do it. And it's because I still was battling, I feel like, between security and actually trusting God, which is what I believe that we do when we hold back on doing what God is asking us to do. And so I ended up doing that. And I don't know, it's just been a really rewarding time. I think I'm just learning a lot more. And I think that I'm getting, like, very, very strong foundation. I think these are, like, the things that you need if you want to do business. Honestly, not even business. If you just want to do purpose, there's a certain foundation that I believe that you need when it comes to your faith, when it comes to having confidence in God before you even have confidence in yourself. And he's been able to give me that and put me in positions to where I have to be more intentional with him to be able to get that as well. So, yeah, that's my most successful point.
Well, you know, that's powerful that you have launched the business, officially launched the business 2 months ago. You're seeing the hand of God upon it because, first of all, you didn't move out of your emotions. You said, let me seek him, and I'm going to do this, but I got to show him I trust him, you know?
Right.
And another thing that stood out to me, you said, I've been spending time with him. Because as you're spending time with him, now you're waiting for the downloads, and you're now getting the downloads, and the time with him is paying off. It's a two-way communication now. It's no longer, God, you know, I'm telling you this. Now you're hearing him speak back to you. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, when you move to that place of being still enough to hear him speak back. He's talking, but most of the time we done told him we want it. We're going on, you know.
Right,
but now
right.
You're in that place of, okay, I'm going to turn this off, and I'm going to disconnect that, and I'm just going to, okay, it's just me and you. And now you're finding that in that place of stillness, that place that he can speak to you, you can speak to him, and you can just say, okay, show me me. Show me my identity. Show me my purpose. I absolutely love it because it's time for people to get there. There are people in their 40s and 50s that's not living. They're just existing. And that was the premise of the show from the very beginning. God said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life I called them to. So I say, I applaud you because had I had the wisdom that God is showing you, even in this hour at your young age, if God had shown me that, if I'd have known to ask for it, because even at my age now, I asked God, as Solomon did, for daily wisdom. I said, Father, thank you for waking me up this morning. God, I thank you for my daily dose of wisdom. Now I thank you for my daily dose of joy. And, you know, I just thank him. I have an attitude of gratitude each and every morning. It's not about a thing. It's a way of living for me now. It's a way of life. And so as you're you know, continuing to stay in that place of still time, you're going to see some stuff, some downloads you're getting. And another thing that was very wise, you said, I know God showed me this, but it's not time yet. See, sometimes he'll show us some stuff as a preface to where he's taking us, and we try to get ahead of him. He said, no, I'm just kind of showing you, you know, where I'm taking you. So that's wisdom as well. So I applaud you. Tell us about the T-shirt. I like that T-shirt. Tell us about that T-shirt, girl.
Thank you. So this is the Boss Key. I have had this for a little bit over a year. It started out as a hoodie, and I was really pushing it when I was in college. It did really well. And so I had created three acronyms for BOSS. And this is, I honestly don't remember the other two. This is the only one that really stuck with me. And it's Breaking Overuse Stereotypes in Society. And so ultimately, it resonated a lot with me because I did drop out of college last year. And a lot of people have that set way of thinking that life looks a certain type of way to gain a certain type of stability. And so for me, dropping out, that's one way that I broke, you know, that stereotype or those barriers. And so ultimately, the shirt encourages people to do the exact same thing. People have been loving it, and it's something I would keep within my business for forever. And, yeah, I really love it. But if you guys like the shirt, it is on my website, unapologeticgb.com. And then also, if you don't remember the website, Unapologetic Girl Boss on Instagram and Facebook, with the same information.
All right. And you are a licensed, what are you, ma'am?
I'm a licensed life coach, also a licensed Christian life coach as well.
Okay. Well, again, I applaud you because God is showing you so much wisdom at a young age. You know, life can take us in some different directions, because what I won't say is, oh, woe is me, you know, on anything. But I say, you know, total victory to you. Just continue to focus on your faith and move forth in the way he directs you. And you will continue to see that and then more. Just prepare for the blow your mind blessings, okay?
Thank you. You are so witness.
Yes.
Because I saw that the last lady that was on here, you told her the number 5 means great.
Yes.
Now, lately, and I don't really know about the numbers and stuff, but I have been consistently seeing 4s and 2s. So if you know what those stand for, I would like if you have a little insight on faith. I've just been wondering. I've been seeing it every single day, multiple times a day for the past week and a half. Or maybe a week.
I think I have a screenshot of something with some numbers,
okay,
because I actually have been seeing, like today I saw 555. So I said, God, you're giving me some triple grace today. Hallelujah. So I'll send it to you. I can't think off the top of my head right now, but I'll send that to you. Just
okay,
reach out to me
great.
And remind me if I forget, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. You're welcome. So, y'all, I'm loving tonight's topic. Loving these success stories, these testimonies. Tonight's topic is success during the pandemic. We see all of this stuff on social media. We're seeing all this stuff in the news. But you're not hearing these great stories of what God is doing through those who trust him. What are you feeding? Are you feeding your faith? Are you feeding your emotions? You can't get caught up in that. But you know, if you have a testimony you want to come on camera with me and share, I'm going to post one more time the link. These are awesome tonight, y'all. I tell you, your testimony is such a blessing to others. It has blessed me tonight, I tell you that. But remember, regardless of what everything looks like around you, regardless of what it looks like, the promise has not changed. Your situation, your circumstance may have changed, but your promise has not changed. And God is still the same. He is still blessing. He's still keeping. He's still sustaining. And he's still giving people overflow, like what these people are sharing this evening. So trust God. Feed your faith. Surround yourself with people, you know, connect with people that are positive, that are feeding your faith. Don't go to those dream stealers and those people that are, you know, draining your energy. You want to feed your faith and move forth and make sure that, like my t-shirt say, Jesus is your brand, not about everything else and everybody else. Make sure that your faith is in him, that which feeds you, okay, so your creator. So last call for if you want to come on camera with me and share a testimony or success story. I've absolutely loved it tonight, y'all. One of the things that God gave me when he gave me the topic, he said, even in turmoil, he said, if you trust in me and stay focused in on me, then that scripture of he'll give you that faith that surpasses all understanding. Woo! I tell you, in this time, that's where you need to be. And so, that's in Philippians. So understand, regardless of the situation, he'll give you that peace. Just trust him. So I just want to, encourage you. I want to commend each and every one of you that God loves you. I love you. And make sure that you turn off the news, you turn off social media. If everything that's around you is negative, feed your faith. Get in your word. Do some things that's going to feed you, not drain you. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Don't forget, thank you so much to all of our sponsors. I think I forgot somebody tonight. Dance with Mina. I did. Y'all, if you are not on our Zumbas on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30, y'all go follow Dance with Mina on Facebook. I tell you, y'all, when I tell you I had to get myself together, catch my breath, and before I got on, because we finish around 7:15, 7:20, and then I'm on here at 8. So, but I tell you, when you have movement, if you're just sitting on that countdown for the last 2 months, honey, you got to have some movement. So thank you so much, Lady T. You've been a blessing to all of us, to our health goals, to our mental goals, because, I mean, it's releasing all the endorphins that we need. That movement is a blessing, y'all. And so go out to dance with Mina and follow her. For those of you who have not gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary. Go to bit.ly and go to Detox Anniversary. You want to find some more Zumba info? Girl, yeah, I send it to you. Look up Dance with Mina. Come dance with Mina. And we do it every Tuesday and Thursday virtually through Zoom. You will absolutely love it. I'm telling you. And I'll send it to you, though. I'll post it. And also, if you hadn't got On Fire to Inspire, y'all, it's all but good. Okay, On Fire to Inspire, the book, it's ebook and paperback. But I'm telling y'all, in here, God gave me things to encourage you, equip you, and I'm thinking about re-releasing it with a new cover. But I think I might want to do a contest, y'all. About thank you, Minister Terrell. I think I want to do a new cover. Because in this hour, I want to, want us to be about inspiring. And so what do y'all see? What y'all think about relaunching that with a new cover? But I don't know. All I'm seeing is fire in the hand of God. But, I'm going to need y'all to help me with that. Okay? So tell me what y'all see or what y'all think. And I might do a contest around the show, the cover of that. Also, for those of you who are looking for things for your little ones, don't forget I have the book. Learning book just for me, teaching your babies in English and Spanish. So that is a paperback and ebook as well. So, there are so many things. It's time for you to live from the inside out, y'all. It's so much on the inside of you. One of the speakers, I want to say it was Marie Folio, but she said, boxes are meant for things, not people. Get out of the box and jump into who God is calling you to be in this hour. I'm telling you, there's so much that you can do with your extra time. There's so much, even if you are a person who you're an essential worker, there, take some time out for you and just love on you. And in that place of loving on you, God's going to show you some things as well. Just take some time out and listen, okay? I love you guys. Same time, same place next week on Friday. I will see you then.